Not that it's not included in Chako, but that wouldn't be an appropriate bracha to make, therefore you're not Yotze. The thing I don't understand is, the other side, do they hold that that's just not the Shevach? And if so, why do they hold that they got special brachos? I mean, because Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you say Motzei Lechem Min Ha'aretz, that seems to be a reflection of a specific Shevach. Like, what's the other side of that machlokas? I don't see it clearly.
Yeah, I will try to explain a little bit quickly that everybody agrees that bracha is
record your own voice.
But that's because of Ishtani Le'iluya, there are different qualities in it that allow it to be differentiated. In terms of being, we don't just make a bracha on every individual object. Not a bracha, bori priya tapuach, and bori tapuach, bori oli, bori right rimon, because those are just, there's nothing differentiating them in the bria that would, there's nothing differentiating them in terms of the bria. So then it would just be, specifics. But yayin and lechem, there's something in the you can see that they're from the bria, they're included. It's a different type of it's like a pre-besocha. That was the whole thing that we said in the beginning. It's change and ishtani liya. That shows you that from the bria this was included. It's a different type of a creation. It's a creation that contains another entity. So you can differentiate it. Now, they hold you differentiate it, they hold you specify it because you can.
Oh, I see. Not that it's chashivas, is it's shevach.
Right. There's nothing in an apple that allows you to differentiate it from an orange. Unless you're just going to say, I have to say every specific. There's nothing in the qualities of it that makes it unique in terms of the order of creation. They're all just fruits. You don't make a bracha on every different taste. But if I can show you that in the grape there is a different, that the grape is a different type of a fruit because it contains in it a juice, or that chita reflects the idea that Hashem is Zonas HaOlam, right? Those are qualitatively different types of peros that allow you now to specify and not to say I'm just going to, not without saying I have to enumerate every individual in the class. They create different classes, you could say. Right? Okay. Yeah. So what do you say about the Ritva though? So the Ritva says two things, right? On the Hamotzi. Why can't you be Yotzi with a Boy Pri Adama on Lechem? Just like he says, you can be Yotzi with a Boy Pri Eitz on Yayin. What do you want to say?
I don't know.
He's here.
What is here?
Yeah. So the Ritva says two things, right? He says, first of all, the Torah is Koveya, a separate shame. Lob Miskenes Tocho Bo Lechem. And second, he says, V'od, the bracha itself takes out the word pri. The tzura of the bracha itself removes it from the category of pri. Yeah. Okay, so what are those two answers? Yeah.
All right, so we were thinking that when he says that the, just starting the second one, when he says that they took out the word, they took it out from pri, hotiu and mikla pri, it doesn't just mean that they didn't have the word pri in there.
Right.
But he's saying that it's a different type of bracha, because with other brachos, then you're making reference to a system in the bria of peros, right? Peros at Ilan or whatever. And
right.
So in those cases, you can always back up and reference a larger system.
Okay.
Yeah. So from Bravery HaGefen, you can go to Bravery HaEitz.
Okay.
Yeah. But when it came to Pas, then they were misaking the bracha on that entity in specific. And so it's not a bracha of referencing the system in the bria that you can just now back up in. It's specific on that entity. So therefore, you can't. It's not to make recourse to bria priya adama.
And why is shahakol okay?
by shakal, okay? Seems like shakal allows for, since it's of a general nature, then it allows, you can encompass.
That's kolonkol?
Yeah, kolonkol. Right.
But that's not really referencing class like through a class. Hakol is just everything.
Right.
Can you see that that shakal is not on the chefza, it's just it's a general shevach, not on the thing you're making your brach on, but on this, you know what I'm saying, on the whole bria. You know what I mean? It's not actually on that.
But isn't it good because this thing is in the bria?
It is on the bria, but it's not going to.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, I'm not really sure about this. Let me ask you a question though. Well, let's take the grape. Let's take the yam. Why is Borei Priya Eitz good? Why is Borei Priya Eitz good? Yeah, why is Borei Priya Eitz good?
I mean, it still is a true statement about the thing, meaning the entity of Gekhen is included in Paras Eitz.
Okay, so it is a true statement about the thing.
Right. You might not acknowledge the Chashivos.
Right.
But it still is Shevach on that entity.
Okay. It is still a true statement about the thing.
Well, okay. Yeah, but we're not trying to just make true statements about the thing. We're trying to go back to its original.
It's a relevant Shevach.
Well, right now we are.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah,
it's just relevant.
We're not talking about Chashivos. So as long as it's not false.
Yeah, but it's not like a true statement. Like,
that's
this apple's green. Hold
on the question of. Vajya Seyfolds on, for instance, the Machlokas in the Rishonim and the Gaonim about cooked yayin, right? Yayin levushal. What bracha do you make? Right? Did I mention to you? Somebody did mention to you. You make a Borei Priya Gofen, or do you say no? It's cooked. It's also good. Now it's shakal. Right. Or else, like the sugi we were doing with the trima, with the mushed up fruits. So, seems to be a machlokas too over there. Not clear that it's a machlokas, but a lot of poskim hold it's a machlokas, that if the fruits are mushed up severely, then it's a machlokas if it's a shahakol or a bracha that's roi for it. Be it creator or priyadama. But Avad Yosef, if he wants to say that even the side that holds l'chadchila, you should say a shahakol on, let's say, the yayin or the mashed fruits, that they would agree with the Avad Yosef with the bracha as roi for it. Because it's not a sheker. Because even if you're going to say that cooked yayin is not roi, Even if you can say that cooked yayin is not mechayiv in the Borei Priya Gofen, he wants to say you can't say it's not a Priya Gofen. So that's why he tries to explain why the Mechaber was not choshesh to say Sofek Brachas L'Hakel in those cases and Paskin and Shahakel. Mechaber Paskins, you make a Borei Priya Gofen, and he Paskins, you make a Borei Priya Eitz on the mushed up applesauce or Borei Priya Dama on mashed potatoes, whatever the case may be. So some say, why isn't the Mechaber Choshesh for the Shita that's shakals? He wants to say that everybody really agrees with the Eved, Yotze, with the Brocha that's Roy for the Pri. Because it's not a Sheker. It's not a Sheker. You can't say cooked wine. It's not the Priya Govan. So therefore, you don't have the same rule of Suffolk Brochas Lahakel.
What would dictate what in that case? I just want to
say. Well, let's just say now you don't have the suffix, now you don't have the rule of suffix brachas lahakel. Now you can decide on your own. Normally you say suffix brachas lahakel, you have an imperative to say the shahakel. But if you're going to say that you're not yotze with the Borei Priya Gofen, if you're going to say one sheet told you're not yotze, and but everybody would agree yotze shahakel, then you must say a shahakel, suffix brachas lahakel. What are you gaining? It's a suffix. But he says, no, that doesn't apply to those cases because it's not a sheker. That's what he holds. So you're saying a similar thing over here. It's not a sheker. You were saying that? It's not a sheker. When you say Bore Priyag 8 on the Yayin, it's not a sheker. Okay, what if you say Bore Priyag Dom on the Lechem? Yeah.
I mean, so it would seem that, I guess you could say it is a sheker, but the way we were approaching it from the first answer in the Ritva, when he says that the pasuk is Kovei Hashem Ne'asma, so
right.
First thinking along the lines that maybe that's a shame that must be mosque here, but then shaka won't work if you say it's
right.
Something that has to be mentioned. So what the idea of Kovei Hashem Ne'asma means that it's Kovei its own category. So you have category of Bray Prey Adama, you have more specific of Bray Prey Eitz, and Kovei Hashem Ne'asma is this its own category, so therefore Priyadam will be irrelevant. And then Shakel, however, is a general and seems to refer
to
all.
So what's
the
difference between Shakel? Let's get down to the basic question. What's the difference between Shakel and the other brachos?
Shakel is a bracha that references, seems all categories of Achila.
It doesn't really have a category.
Shakel is general and all the other brachos are...
It doesn't reference any category.
The Shakel is a general and the other brachos are...
Are specific. Not
what's the difference between being general? I mean, is it specific just because it's less general?
No, it's specific because it's trying to identify a certain object.
Priyates is also very general.
It's identifying object, being specific in terms of.
It's identifying the category that the object is in.
As opposed to other things. So it's being
most of the other ones are exclusive. Shackles are exclusive.
Most of the other
things.
What?
I'm just wondering if those are two different things. I'm saying that.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Is there a difference? Maybe you guys aren't arguing. Maybe there's no difference. No, is
it
saying that
referring
Shahakol
to all specifics?
Is referring to everything, right?
Right.
And Bore Priya Eitz is referring to is also. I mean, it's specific. You want to call it specific? My question is it specific simply because it's less general,
right.
Or is there another difference? Just am I just
there has to be a qualitative difference, or else you should not see with
what?
There has to be a qualitative difference between Shakel and Adama, or else you should be able to see with Adama, because it's still true, you know. So it seems like it has to be qualitative, like a qualitative difference between Shakel and Adama, because Adama is still true for Pas.
Didn't we say yesterday that there was a difference between just not specifying and specifying incorrectly? Were we going down that path?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about it. Now, as you're saying Bore Priya Eitz is a specification. Right? It's in other words, my question is Shehakol not a reference, like Max is saying Shehakol is not a reference at all to the object.
Yes. It's
not a reference, I'm not referring to the object at all. I mean, it's hard for me to understand. Why is it not a reference to the object? Isn't the object part of Shehakol?
Refer to something.
Well, the Bore itself, you can see, it's Shehakol Nihye Bevaro. It doesn't make,
It just doesn't reference a category.
It
is referring to the entities, though.
It seems
you're saying
really
Hakol
is everything.
Part of everything.
It's only good because everything is part of Hakol. That's the only reason why it's good.
Right.
You definitely have to refer to the object.
Right.
You have to make some reference to the object. Right? So you're saying that Shehakol is good because it's a reference to the object. So why? So what's the difference between Shehakol and Bore Priya Eitz? Are they both the same? References to the objects, just one is a little more specific and one is a little less specific?
You say that when you're trying to reference something, so if you use the most broad terms possible, even though you're not failing in your attempt to reference the thing, people know what you're talking about, right? But at the same time, you would never say you're specifying. You would never apply the quality of specification to that thing, because since it is the most broad things possible. No, it's not really inherent in Shakol or Eitz. Let's say there was a bigger thing than Shakol. So Shakol would be the same as Adama. The point is that since this is, you can't get any more vague than this, that is going to be a different quality of reference or specification, as it were, than Eitz. You can't compare those two, because you're not engaging in an act of specification. You're just referencing something.
Let me say like this. Let's try something like this. Okay? In other words, when you say Bore Priya Eitz on an apple, let's say, give me one second, hold on. What's the lashon by the yayin? It's good by the yayin because you don't need the bracha. What is it? You don't need the bracha. You don't eat bracha dileg. Where is it?
You don't eat bracha.
Not makbil, right. Right. A few looks were shem bracha de yotza. Right. Yotza, even though it's not bracha dileg. So the problem is by pas, you don't eat bracha dileg either. Right. You don't eat bracha dileg either by pas. What's that? Because shakal is good. That's what he's proving from shakal. You don't need bracha delay. Right? Yeah. Yeah, so what's he saying? So what are his two answers? He's saying like this, saying that one reason why you can't be Yotze with Bori Pri Adama is why, because the Torah gave it a separate shame, right? The Torah gave it a separate shame. So that means that what? That normally, that the bracha of Bori Pri Adama, correct, is an attempt to identify the object, right? To give it a shame, to refer to it by the shame of Pri Adama. Correct? But he's saying, but that shame is not, that shame, once the Torah gave it a separate shame of Lechem, right? The shame Pri Adama is no longer a reference to it. Right? Let's just see if you understand the debate, the difference between this first and the second, the two answers. That's one answer. He's saying that you're trying to identify it, trying to refer to it through a generic shame. Right? Through a shame. Bori Pri Adama. So he's saying that what? That this object no longer, this object has a separate shame, has a new shame. Correct? And therefore, once the Torah was koveya, a new shame, it's a good question why the reference of that pasuk tells you the Torah is koveya, a new shame, and the pasuk what's that? The pasuk mentions all the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. You don't say you have to make a shtav bracha on te'ena and rimon. Some reason the Torah mentions those, but you can still call it Pri Ha'etz, right? That's a separate question to think about. But that's what he's saying. He's saying this now has a proper name, right? It has a proper name, and it can't be called anymore by the name of Pri Adama. That's one answer, but. What's the second answer? The second answer sounds similar too. I mean, that's the problem. So what's the second answer? Second answer is that the bracha doesn't use the word pri. How is that a different answer?
I thought the second answer was saying that that when it says that the rabbanon were, you know, were a klomer sheino master berachaso pri, I think he's saying that at a certain point, even a pri, if it's processed enough, it loses the shame pri. you know? So he's saying that the Rabbanan, when they made the bracha, they said that...
But what is he... But that sounds like the first answer to me. The first answer saying it is no longer called a Kriyat Dhamma. It has its own name.
No, I don't think so.
That's what it says. Is the Torah was koveya, a new shame for the object. The words Priya Dhamma don't refer to it anymore because it was isolated and given a specific shame. Right? It was isolated and given a specific shame. So okay. Now the words Priya Dhamma don't refer to it. Isn't that what he's saying in the first answer?
I thought that's how he's saying in the first answer, that it's just that the Torah is, it's not that it's not a Priya anymore, but it's just the Torah is Mechayev, like Matt was saying, it's Mechayev you on this specific, very specific Ketza.
No, no, because you can say Shackle. But the Torah is saying that if you want to use the word Priya Dhamma as a name, in other words, as a reference via the shame of the thing, so this doesn't have that shame anymore. In the Lashon HaTorah, this doesn't have a shame of Priya Dhamma. It has its own proper name. It's a proper noun now. Lechem. Okay? Now, most things have a general name and a proper name. But this has its own... This only has the proper name. It doesn't have the... Those Te'ena, Rimon, Zeshemen, all those things, those are just specific names, but it doesn't remove them from the general shame of priates. Saying, but here it does. For some reason it does. Here the lechem takes it out of the category of Priya Dhamma. Okay? But what? But and therefore, when you say Borei Priya Dhamma, it doesn't refer to lechem anymore. It's not a reference to lechem anymore. Right? By way of name. For instance, everybody here has a last name and a first name. Right? So you can refer to you by your family name or by your proper name. But you have both. They're both true. And equally, I could refer to you in both ways. Okay? For bracha, we go by the more general. But once the Torah... I guess he's saying once the Torah is saying, for some reason, says the Torah gave the name Lechem, then it's that's like its family name too. That's taken out of the category of the generic name.
What about Yang?
That's a good question why that is. We have to think about that. Why he holds that pasuk indicates that occurred. But that's what he holds, that's one answer, saying that's what occurred. It lost its...
Is he saying in that answer that because it's not true if you make a Hadamah on a Lechem?
He's saying in the realm of nomenclature, right, that doesn't apply. In other words, there's two ways of going over here. One, he's saying in terms of the reference via name, that's what I mean by nomenclature, that the Torah removed the reference to the object from a generic category. Now the reference is only by specific. Okay? So you say, Priya Dhamma doesn't refer to this object anymore. Only Lechem refers to this object as a name. Okay?
So is he saying it's not true if you say Hadama because they're referring it to as Lechem?
That's right. If you say Bore Priya Dhamma, you say, give me some of that Priya Dhamma, right? That's not its name anymore. If I say, Salomon, get over here, right? I'm still talking, everybody knows I'm talking to you. But that's not the shame hadavar anymore. So the words Priya Dhamma as a shame won't relate to the lechem anymore. But what's the second answer? That's the problem. What's the second answer? Yeah.
I thought I might be talking about the like a rabbinic vernacular in terms of...
So he's saying it's a derisive vernacular and the Rabbanan vernacular?
Just from the last line of Shuvana Yotze Ba'a B'Lashon Pri, it seems to say that once the Rabbanan is set up, how to describe different categories of food.
See, I think he's saying like this. What does it mean to take it out of the realm of Pri? What does that mean? How do you know that? What does it mean they took it out of the realm of Pri? I mean, they gave a specific bracha. What does it mean they removed it from Pri? How else could they give it the bracha? Could they give it the bracha and not remove it from Pri? I mean, what does he mean? What does he mean they removed it from Pri? They just gave it a, they just used a certain lashon. Why does it mean now in the words you can never be considered a pre? How is it different? And how is it different than the first answer? That's what bothers me really. Yeah. How is it different than the first answer? What's the va'od? Saying two ways it doesn't refer to it anymore? See, it seems to me like this. He's saying in the second answer that there are different types of sheva. That there's a shevach, that there's a shevach of a pre, okay, and then see everything else you say is a pre, right? But lechem is not a shame pre. So what does it mean? It's not a shame pre. What does that mean?
So I had a possibility for that. Yeah. Whereas like by yayin, so there's like you're being mishabeach on the fact that there's like a pre b'shoch pre.
Right.
You can always go back to the entity of the bria.
Right.
But with lechem, really the shevach is just that God programmed into the bria in general that there's an idea that man can take, you know, chita and thresh it or whatever and eventually create pas. But it's not like you're just, it's not that the you know, the cedar of pas is just taking chita and like activating it and just, you know, extracting the quality of lechem. It's really a whole process, and you see in the bracha that it's just that hamotzi lechem min haaretz. It's not, you're only referencing the aretz as the, like the old, you know, like the source of the ichor ingredient, whatever.
I think the two answers are like this. I think the first answer is in terms of shame. Okay, he's saying, if you want to say, am I mentioning the object in the bracha? So he says the Torah was mafkia lechem from the shame of pre Adama. It was, what do you say, it was mafkia, what was it? The kavu shame.
So if you're saying, now,
one second. Kosov kavu lo shame bifnei atzmo. Kosov kavu lo shame bifnei atzmo. So in terms of the what the words refer to as in terms of shamos, the words do not refer to the object of lechem as a specific entity. Okay, but he says you could say, but there is a different type of a reference. There is still a different type of a reference. Okay, not as an object, but as a class, part of a class. In other words, see, I'm trying to make a chilek over here. I don't know if it's a little bit too tricky, but I'm trying to say like this, that he's saying when the Chachamim gave it a bracha of lechem, and don't make any reference to pri, then he's saying that if you want to refer, that the reference, that the type of shevach, that the shevach over here is different than the shevach of the shevach that's conveyed in the bracha of pri, and the shevach that's conveyed in the bracha that doesn't have the word pri is different. The shevach of a bracha that has the lashon pri is still referring to the existence of the object in a natural form. Okay, the object in the natural form, that's the lashon pri. That's the nature of the shevach. Okay. Because the bracha is bari pri agafen, they were making reference to the grapes through the yayin. That's the nature of this bracha. The nature of the bracha is still back on the grapes. Or a pre-agofen, Rashi explains.
I mean, if you make a ha'etz on wine, you're
yes. Yeah, because the bracha itself for wine mentions the grape. That's the bracha itself. Bore pre-agofen, Rashi explains, is referring to the grape. That's why some achronim say if you make a bore pre-agofen on grapes by accident, you yotze. Because it is a pre-agofen. Now, the bracha pre-agofen doesn't mean wine, it means grape. Okay? But over there we say that this really represents the grape, but the bracha is really this is a form of the grape, but the bracha is still considered on the grape.
Well, it is a component of the grape, the wine.
Well, that's also, you guys weren't here for that part of the sugya. So, Just have to trust me on that. But the bracha on lechem does not refer in any way to the natural object. Not a reference to a natural. Not a reference to a natural object.
The end product.
It's a reference to the end product. It's a different type of a shevach. So he's saying that aside from the idea of the bracha, of the specific name of the object in the bracha, there's also an idea of a specific kind of a shevach in the bracha. And if you're going to take, he's saying that lech, that adama, from hamotzi lechem to bar pri adama, fails on two specifics. It's not necessary, it's a vote. But it fails in two specifics. One is the specific in terms of the shame, but then there's also a specific in the type of shevach. Shehakol is a general shevach. So I think the principle we said in the beginning is true, that shehakol is general. General is always good. But if you go to specific, you have to have the right specific. But he's saying it's the wrong specific in two frameworks. It's the wrong specific in the name of the thing. This is not called the pre-Adam anymore. It has its own shame. But it's also the wrong specific in the type of a shevach that we're giving. All the other shvachos of the Birkas HaNenin are on the thing kibriyaso. Even the yayin is on the thing kibriyaso. The yayin just gives you the ability to talk about the grape. Because the yayin is considered the natural outcome of the grape, therefore you can still refer to the grape. But by the lechem, it's not a pre at all anymore. The lechem, like we said a long time ago, it's changed into a flower, and then the flower, it's a whole different process. Now we can just say that the world was designed that these objects should emerge, even through our ingenuity. Even through our ingenuity. That's why it's interesting. If you look back at that Rashi, or if you look at it for the first time, on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara is trying to figure out what bracha you should make on olive oil, so the Gemara says, maybe you'll say, Bori Pri Zayas. Right? And the Gemara says, you can't say Bori Pri Zayas, because the Zayas is the olive itself. The Gemara was assuming it meant the tree. It would be like Bori Pri Guffin. But you can't say Bori Pri Zayas, because that's the olive itself. And what Rashi said over there, he explains the problem. He says, "V'havale bori priya pri, she'a pri kori zayas, ve'ein zu briya shemayim ki bide adam hi briya zu." So Rashi says you can't say borei pri ha'alev, right? I'm just using the English word not to confuse you, right? Because, and refer to the oil, right? Because the oil is not briya shemayim. Right? Aye, but by lechem you refer to the lechem. That's also not Briya Shemayim. So why isn't that a problem? So what's the answer? The answer is you're not saying pre. Exactly right. The answer is you're not saying pre. That's a character decision. That's a contradiction.
So pre to use a definition of natural?
Yes, exactly. Pre has a definition of natural. It's not that you must say the natural shevach in every single bracha. It's not that the shevach has to be on the natural entity in every bracha. But to say pre-zayas and mean the oil would be a tarti disaster, because that's not briya shemayim. And lashon pre is a lashon of briya shemayim. Right? So over here, that's what the Ritva is saying. This bracha of lechem is out of that realm of pri. It's out of the realm of the shevach, of the realm of shevach of pri. It's on the object in its final man-made state. But you still have to say lehotzi lechem min haaretz. You could see over here that this is from the original bria too. But therefore, he's saying to say pri ha'adama would be the wrong class of shevach. It would be the shevach of referring to the natural object, when they chose a specific of the object itself. That's why I believe the Ritva holds. They say Bori Mine Mizonos Yotzi B'Dieven on Lechem, because it's also not a lashon of pre. Yeah.
So if we're saying that pre has to be some sort of natural product,
yeah.
Right? And we have. I mean, wine goes through a process that's made by man. We say bore pre agafen.
Right. Okay, I'm going to answer that one more time. Because, and I know it's bothering you. It's bothering you is that you're holding the yayin in front of your face.
Yeah.
But the reality is you're not making the bracha on the processed yayin. You're making the bracha on the grape. And you're saying, we explained this a long time ago, that the bracha on the yayin is saying that the grape, giving a shevach on the grape, that the grape was created with a certain capacity in it. But you're really going back to the grape, saying, using bore the grape, and here is the ultimate outcome of the grape. But the reference is a reference to the grape. Here, lechem is a reference to the pas that you're holding in your hand. Okay? You know what I'm saying? It's good. You want to know why don't you refer to the yayin?
Yeah.
That's a good question. But he's saying the shevach that they chose for yayin is still a shevach on the bria of grape. Mm-hmm. And that's a pri. But the shevach that they chose, that's what he means. He says that the chachamim made this bracha, right? He's saying they determined the shevach over here. And it's a specific shevach. And they determine the specific shevach on lechem is through the object of man's creation. Therefore, it would be the wrong type of a shevach to say pri. Shehakol is not any of the specifics. It's still general. That we always hold you can do. Yeah.
The way I understood general and specific yesterday was that when you say it's general, it means not trying to reference the object. Just
right.
The general statement.
Right.
Now you're trying to say that you are making reference to the object. But if you're trying...
The first answer. Right.
If you're making reference to the object, then I don't understand how you can say a bracha without using the word lacham.
In the shakel?
Yeah, if shakel is making reference to the object, it's just...
Oh, so no, it's in his
first... It's a greater category of...
No, I agree. It's not making reference to the object.
Okay.
It's not making reference to the object through its name. It's making reference to the object through the fact that it's. You're right. It's hard to define. No, he's asking, is shehakol a reference to the object or not? When I say that it has to be a reference to the object, I mean that it has to relate to the object in some way.
Obviously, it's included in the category, but it's not identifying the object lechem. It's just
correct.
Saying a bracha, and the lechem happens to be included in this category. Isn't that general?
See, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that when you say bore pri adama, right? When you say bore pri adama, right? That he's saying is a generic shame of the thing, of a normal vegetable. That is part of its shame. Okay, but shehakol is not part of anything's shame. That's just a statement of fact. Now, that's the point that I think he's making in the first answer. That borei pri ha'adama is more than just a statement of fact. It's part of this thing's name. This thing is a pri ha'adama. Okay? You don't say, this is a hakol.
Right.
Name itself implies specificity. Name itself implies qualities differentiating it from other things. It's a contradiction in the idea of name to say that it has a name of the most generic kind. Because name itself is only there to isolate different things. Why do I give things names? Give things names. I give them names to be able to identify them. Right? You can't say that the word shehakol is anything's name. Is not a reference by a name to anything. Because it's the most general thing in existence. Right? But pri adama and pri aetz, those are in the realm of name because they do identify and isolate. They isolate and identify, right? So he's saying that's already the realm of reference by a name. Saying, but if Lechem was given its own name, apart from these general names, now the process of referring it to by name won't work unless you use its name. Right? But that's the first answer. But it's a reference by name. You can't say Shehakol is a reference by name. Right? Yeah.
Didn't I talk earlier about how Hamotzi is not free, that's not considered to be like an Ishmael? What way is, are we saying that it, is,
right.
that it is from the Bria?
Because it's Lahotzi, that's what the Bracha, the Bracha is on Hamotzi, that Hashem is a Motzi. What does it mean he's a Motzi? It means to say that he created it in a way that the bread can be taken from the ground. It's a good question, exactly. The Gemara discusses, Machlok is what the right surah. Is it Motzi Lechem or Hamotzi Lechem?
I'm trying to understand, like, because you're saying it's not just Shemaim, so what way, what do we mean by Lahotzi? If not, like, you know what I mean? Like, is those two things clear?
It's a good question. And it's a good question on the Bracha of Hamotzi. It's a good question. I need to think about it a little more. But it's not referring to the, you're not referring to the
it's not
object.
In the same way that it is by Lahotzi.
No, but even by Yayin, that's not the point. The point, don't miss the main point. The main point is the type of Shevach that the Chachamim were Koveya by the Yayin is still a Shevach on the Pri, which is the grape. But the type of Shevach they were Koveya on the Lechem is the specific object. Now you can't change that specific either. You can't change the type of Shevach. When you're trying to give a specific kind of a Shevach, you have to have the right specific kind. Yeah.
Just make sure I understand what you're saying about the first answer.
Yeah.
You're saying that if you're going to reference Lechem through name, then you have to use Lechem.
That's right.
Right. But Shakal is not making a reference through its name.
That's right.
It's a different type of reference.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter that you're not.
Correct. That's right. Different kind of reference. The reference by cause. Now he's saying Pri Adama is not a reference by cause exactly. It's really, really a reference of shame.
What cause?
Shakol Niyabivaro. So everything came through God's will. Okay. All right. A little tricky.
What about other foods that like can be
Shalom miskin is talking about lechem. Yeah, so why is he saying that pasuk indicates it's a real new shame as opposed to eretz chitas ora?
Maybe it has to
have
maybe
poverty.
Because it's free.
Or
burden.
Miskin means like a Hebrew, they do what's the word?
It's like a nevach.
Like a nevach.
I guess
it all comes from the same root.
Oh, I'm sorry, scans for the letters, like with the brisket, with the straw.
No, that's miskan. That comes from sikun. Total. That's the same total of bricks. Yeah. I'm miskin. See that too. Huh? Yeah, so why does that indicate a new shame? Why is it called Kovea a new shame? And Taina, Mimo, and all the other things are not new shamos. See, I think the thing is because Lechem can really include, it's not one specific thing, Lechem. Lechem is not referred to. You can have lechem from chita. You can have lechem from seora. You can have lechem from any of the five grains. I mean, it's not spelt. It's not a name of a min. It's like a new min. That's what he's trying to say. It's like a new species. You know what I'm saying?
So the fact
you can have
the fact
rye bread,
think,
you can have whole wheat bread, you can have spelt bread.
Using the fact that the Torah
is not exactly what the word comes from. Is that what we're left just like
make bread out of?
Imply like something that's like like a certain staple thing that like has the Muslim quality. Whereas,
where are you
like,
getting that from?
I thought that's where the word lechem came from.
How? In what way?
I don't know.
In the Torah.
Etymologically.
What? I mean, I'd like to hear the idea. I have no idea what you're talking about. I once learned the word milchama comes from lechem, because you fight over sustenance. But the word lechem, like that one, anyway? But the word lechem, I'm not sure. I have no idea.
I thought maybe it was used in other ways that indicate that the underlying meaning of the word really is just.
Why do you think that?
That?
Why you have the, you're asserting the? I don't understand why. Why do you think that?
I'm not just making it up. I'm saying.
Sounds like you're making it up.
Damn.
Well,
it starts out wet.
Lach.
Lach and milcham.
That's good. I like that. That's good. Anyway.
You're saying the fact
the
that
combination of lach and kham.
Yeah.
It is an amazing thing when you think about bread. How you have, you start out with these fine separate particles, flour, right? And then they real, then by adding water, they become one entity. It's like one thing. Well, you start out with a little thing, and that became one thing. And then when you cook it and take away all the moisture, they remain as one thing. Doesn't that surprise anybody? Am I the only person who finds it interesting?
Pictures tomorrow.
Never understood it. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So you're saying the fact that the Torah makes reference to this new species gives it existence as as its own thing.
It's a real name. No, it's not just a name that we use.
Right.
It's a real name. It's not just a slang. It's a real lashon. It's defining its name.
Not just. Unclear though. Just can you again explain why when the Torah names other things? That
oh, because those are specific. A te'ena is only one thing. This is a te'ena, right? But this is a min. This is a new min. It's a species. Te'ena is one species, right? I mean, but lechem is not a species. Lechem could be made from different sources. You could use wheat flour, you could use rye flour, you could use spelt, you could use oats, you could use barley, right? All of those make bread. So you see, it's a new type of an entity already. It's a new type of an entity. Is that, you know what I'm trying to say? Maybe I'm not being clear on that.
I don't get why
yeah.
The fact that it comes from like multiple things.
That means to say it's not just the name of a natural entity. Right?
The ayin isn't a natural.
Like te'ena is just a natural entity.
No,
just
I mean,
because it's called
right.
A te'ena doesn't take away from its from the fact that it's a te'ena is its specific name, right? Te'ena is its specific name, but if you could have different things that would all be called te'ena, that must show you that there's something else unifying them. There's some new concept here that's unifying them. Te'ena is not a unifying concept. Te'ena is just a specific identification. But lechem, it shows you there's some concept to the word lechem. There's some idea to the word lechem. Because if I can take many things and call them all the same word, that shows you the Torah is creating a whole new category here.
I mean, it's not anything like specific to like. It's just like if the Torah said jam or something like that. Also,
exactly.
Like it would be
exactly.
There.
So what about wine? I mean, it has different types of wine.
Jam.
Good question. Can you have different kinds of wine?
Yain
tapuchim. But not in the Torah. Not in the Torah. Not in the lashon of the Torah. Huh? Yain tapuchim, yeah, the Mishnah says, but
Torah doesn't make sense.
Torah doesn't say that's yain. Torah would call that something else. That'd be called hard apple cider. You know what I'm saying? You don't call it the. It's not yain, right? That's just marketing ploy. Call it wine. Call it apple wine. People will. Do you have any wine? Sure. But that doesn't indicate any true idea. thing, but the Torah calls it lechem, that indicates there's a true underlying new nature. That was te'ena. You have to think about it. I mean, it's something you have to think through in your mind a bit. In other words, but fruits all are one. There's one idea. The idea is fruit. But now, of course, we identify each one. Te'ena is not creating a new concept, right? It's not like a new idea. But lechem, he's saying, is a whole new idea that departs from the idea of bria, because there are many different things the different things that all can be called lechem. So it's not an idea anymore of its natural. It's not an idea of the that's it's a new. It's like a new beginning of a separate category. I have to think through a little more to really explain it carefully, fully is a little harder. But you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I just want to ask again how Kriya Adama like references the shame, because I remember before in the shiur we were saying that like that's a reference to like an agricultural system, and like we want to reference systems because that reflects the Chachma.
Yeah, I don't know if Rashi would agree with this. I don't know if Rashi would necessarily agree with this. This is the way the Ritva is learning.
Can you just repeat how it does reference shame? I'm a little confused. I mean, maybe I'm
just... We were saying Kriya Adama.
I'm saying that these are called, they're called peros, right? They're called peros, saying, but you don't call lechem it's not referred to anymore. As if I say peros, it is an identification. It's an identification, it's a name in the sense that it's an identification.
But it belongs to a category of things which arose from a certain, it had a certain cause. It came about from a certain type of growth. How is that identifying this?
It's like
the
classification when they name things. So there's the generic, there's the species and the genera. I mean, yeah, right. I mean, like when they classify animals or plants, there are two names. There are always two names, the family name and the specific name. But the family name is part of its name. That's what I'm trying to say. But lechem doesn't have the family name anymore. Pri Adama, that is the family name, as a matter of fact. Lechem is the family name. You have rye bread, you have oat bread, you have, you know what I'm saying? That's a new family name already. It's not a specific name. It's a family name. Don't ask me about different kinds of grapes or different kinds of figs. I know that's what you're thinking, right? But that doesn't make new family. It's not a new family. It's not a new family. I know exactly what you... That's separate already. That's not just because you have different kinds of figs doesn't mean fig is its own
missionary figs.
I have to think about that. That's a little bit of a harder question. But the point I'm making is that bread itself is like a family name, right? You don't say it's vegetable bread rye. You drop the vegetable already.
But it's not that the more general family name.
I said it that way.
He's inaccurate. It's not as great of a shavach.
What?
It's just not as great of a shavach.
No, but he's saying it's not the name anymore. He's saying it's not the name anymore. Pri Adama is a reference to the thing via a certain shame. It could be a generic shame, but it's a shame. But there are rules to shamos, right? In other words, I could say you're licht, but to call you man is not a good reference to name anymore.
Like Adam.
Adam, that's not a good name anymore. That might be a generic, that might be a reference via category, but that's not a reference via name anymore. So he's saying that in the Bori Pri Adama, that's a reference of name. Right? So Pri Adama is a reference of name. And in there are certain rules to when the thing loses the name of its more generic category. Saying once you say that there's a new category of this thing, then the older category is not considered a name anymore.
But does that tie into Shavach at all in terms of one lacking the Shavach and one being greater Shavach?
No. No. It's just not a reference to the thing anymore. By name. As he's saying that when you say Pri Adama, it's a reference by its name as well. But if Torah was Koveya, a new set of objects of lechem. Because it doesn't say what kind of lechem you're eating in the pasuk. Just as lechem. But there are five species of grains. So you see, lechem is a separate thing already. So now, once it's its own category with its own sub-objects, you don't refer to its name anymore by just pri adama. Okay? So what did you do? You finished up the ritual?
We started working on the other.
Start working on the other thing? Alright, any questions? Or you want to just leave it till...
When he says he saw the Daitav, he's talking about the Gemara's current position at that point, right? Not a pre-Havmin on that.
Right, he's trying to explain... What's the idea? You understand the basic idea of what he's saying? He's saying it's a different kind of a lema ketanoi.
He's not saying the positions are the same
necessarily. Correct. He's saying if you hold like Rav Yossi, like Rav Huna,
Rav Yossi will follow.
Then you would come out like Rav Yossi,
right,
by this issue.
Right.
Not that this issue is the exact issue of Rav Huna, but Rav Huna would naturally follow into this position over here.
What's the value?
No, apparently Rav Yochanan would not. And Rav Yochanan would result in Rav Meir's position. Right? No?
What's the point in...
But you don't know that they hold exactly the same, specifically the same thing over here.
What?
Could be two specific things over here that would result in the same thing over there. He wants to say that they're arguing. He wants to say that there's something in Rav Huna. The value is really the negation. There's something in Rav Huna that prevents him from learning.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.